Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Ooh, literally yawning as I'm doing the podcast intro. It's a good start.
It is Monday, Ellie. We'd expect nothing less from you, though.
Yeah, except I was in a good mood this morning. Can we say it? We can say this on the podcast. I think that someone messed up our music on the show this morning.
And made it better.
And made it so much better. We always play great music, of course.
No, but every single song was old school today and we loved it.
Yeah. Like we kicked off the show with Ronan Keating. Does that ever happen?
And we ended with Dido.
Yes.
Does it get better than that on a Monday? No.
It was so good. I mean, like I said, our music's always great. This morning was even better. Mm. But unfortunately, you don't get to hear any of it because the catch-up's just us speaking.
It's a very selfish thing, a podcast, isn't it?
I know.
Less music, less ads, and only Josiah and Ellie. But what else would you want today?
Yeah, exactly. You've got Spotify if you want music, guys. Just close this app and open up a new one.
Yeah, go open Ronan Keating right now and Dido. Yeah. Actually, don't, because they're such good artists.
That would be enough for me to switch right now.
You do hear about me having a grown man meltdown on the radio today, don't I?
Yeah, you're not the bravest tool in the shed.
I'm not a tool.
You are, though. You definitely are. What else do we talk about? We speak about...
We had Jesse and Mel from The Block on. They were good.
Yeah, we did. And then that leads us to talking about shower sitting and stuff, which is a real highlight of mine. I'm a bit distracted. Can you hear I'm distracted at the moment?
What are you trying to find?
Because I want to ask you a question. What's your favourite Ronan Keating song of all time?
Oh, good question. Does that include Boyzone songs?
No.
Because Boyzone was... He was obviously the lead singer for one of the greatest bands.
Obviously, yeah.
It has to include Boyzone. The one we played this morning?
Yep. When You Say Nothing at All.
Yeah, that one is his best.
Nah, I don't think it is. I think this could be.
No way. When Tomorrow Never Comes, way better.
What about this one? Oh, no, it's playing over the thing. There's too many things playing.
Get Boyzone up before we go. Geez. Just one Boyzone song, and then I'll be able to decide whether... No, not that one. The next one. No matter what. That one. Let me hear. Did you just swear?
No?
Oh, I thought you said the F word.
I could, though. It's the podcast. It's loose. All right, what about this one? And I will keep no. Boring. You think that's better than Life is a Roller Coaster?
Nah, his solo is better, but this is a great song. No matter
where it's from. Well, there you go.
Oh, what a song.
All right, hopefully tomorrow's music's just equally as bad. So sorry. We'll leave you to it now. Actually, we'll leave it to you on this note, though. So don't fight it. Life is a roller coaster, just gotta ride it. All right, that's it. Bye.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Do I need to get like a sad violin or something ready to play? Or?
Yeah, please do, actually. That'd be nice. So for those that don't know me well enough and you just tune in for the first time, you know that I'm not scared of much. I'm a pretty tough guy. I'm one of the toughest blokes out there.
I could literally write a list. I'd need two pieces of paper to write a list of the things you're scared of.
I'm one of the most blokey blokes you've ever met.
Literally. Like, you'll make me... If you see someone come up to our door that you're not expecting in the mornings and it's still a bit dark outside, he'll make me go answer the door in case it's a robber.
I mean, you picture a guy with a man bun, you presume he's pretty tough. You know what? You're right. I am tough. Except for when I face my fears. Two of my fears.
Yeah.
The dentist.
Two of the 200. Just checking. Okay.
And needles. Okay. They're two things I don't do. But every now and then you have to face your fears because unfortunately your hygiene and health is more important. Mm-hmm. And I have to get a filling at 11:30 this morning. I have to face both of them at the same time. Ellie, to say scared is an understatement.
If I play this, what do you feel?
Ah, that makes me feel sick. I get anxiety.
You sure? I can turn it off if you want. Just say the word.
I'm lucky that my dentist is the most beautiful woman ever and she's very good at her job, but it doesn't stop me from being scared of the needle sliding into my gums. I have a visual brain, Ellie, so I picture what they're doing as it happens. I picture the needle going into my gums. I picture the needle going into my tooth when they fill it with whatever they do. I'm petrified.
Okay, let's unpack this. What exactly are you scared of? Like, worst case scenario, what could happen?
In my brain, I picture a metal object sliding into my body. That's not what your body's designed for. Your body's a natural thing. So, like, I had my tonsils out, I think, last year or the year before. before the operation, leading up to it, I was scared because I picture them getting like a knife and like snapping off the tonsils. Like that's what my brain does.
But technically, shouldn't you be more scared of the fact that you've got like fungus or whatever growing on your tooth? No. And it's like they're fixing it. They're going in there to fix.
I'll just put it out there. She says I brush my teeth very well. I need to floss a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And the fillings are needed because I eat too much sugar because I go to a lot of Cold Rock and a lot of Cadbury, right? That's the reason I'm getting the fillings.
Yeah, so there's sugar in your mouth eroding the plaque and an enamel off your teeth. Isn't that a grosser thought than something going in to fix it?
I'm not going to give up eating chocolate and ice cream just to have to see the dentist every few years.
What if they coat the needle in chocolate?
It may help. If my dentist is listening, it may help. But okay. I'm petrified. You need to come and help me today. I need somebody to hold my hand.
I it's not in my contract. Like, I'm supposed to work with you.
The dentist, you can come and film for our HitGV Instagram page.
That's the only thing that's going to get me there is can I make content out of this?
I was actually speaking, I was live from Harvey Norman a couple of weeks ago. A lady came to say hi. She was a dental nurse at GV Health. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her how scared I am. And she goes, well, you're not alone. She says, usually kids, females come in, they just sit there and just roll on with it.
Yeah.
She said, you see these tatted up bikies, the biggest guys you'd ever met. She goes, they're the ones that are always scared. Me and all the toughest blokes.
I know of people being a bit scared of the dentist. That's okay. That's a thing. My mum is like also the weakest emotional person you'll ever meet.
Yeah, but it's the needles and the dentist combined.
Okay. Is there another person in the Goulburn Valley petrified of needles?
Surely, there's got to be.
Specifically, if there's another butch man.
Hey,
like
I had
yourself.
A bad moment with a kid when I was a kid, where the needle had to go again, and then they were jiggling it around in my arm. I have every right to have a fear of them.
No, that's what happens pretty regularly too. Like it's just part of life.
Tough 13, men. 12, tough 16. Men. Tough.
Give us a call. I don't reckon we're going to get anyone else who's going to admit to being scared of needles. Let's go to Shannon from New Mirka. Shan, are you afraid of needles?
I am petrified.
Good, Shannon. What's the fear for you? Is it the same as me where you visualise it entering your skin?
Oh, just the thought of it going to my gum is just really not at all. Like, nothing at all. I have tattoos all over me. I'm not scared of that. But just the thought of a needle going into my mouth.
What? Oh. Hold on. Doesn't having a tattoo, don't you have to have needles in you to get a tattoo?
Yeah, but they don't go into your mouth.
That's true. Yeah, specifically your mouth because it's such a thin area as well, Shan.
Oh, it's not playing nice to me at all. Like, I'm really not looking forward to it.
And you're in a similar boat to Josiah, are you?
Yes, I'm getting my wisdom teeth pulled out tomorrow.
Oh, Shan, are you going under?
Oh, I bloody hope so.
Because I had all four taken out a couple of years ago, and I said, nah, I'm not doing that one awake. They put me to sleep, and it was pretty bad. I'll speak to you off air about some good recovery techniques, all right?
Oh, I've got anxiety just thinking about it.
Oh, you'll be fine. Trust me. There's nothing bad that can happen, Shan.
No, I know, but it's scary.
I feel your pain.
All right. Thanks so much for your call this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to Karen in Shep. Karen, what are your thoughts on this? Are you scared of needles?
I'm not. I'm actually a nurse, so I take blood during the day and stuff, but my husband is very scared of needles. He had to have a blood test and put it off for 8 months and woke me up at 5 o'clock that morning to let me know that he was going to have his blood test.
What a legend. I put off doing a blood test for so long as well, Karen, once. What's the fear from? Is your husband a bit of a blokey guy?
He's a truck driver.
Awesome.
So he's a blokey guy.
See, this is what I'm saying. The toughest of the toughest are the ones that are most scared of needles.
Is there anything else he's scared of, or is it just needles?
Heights. We had a cherry picker on the weekend.
Me
and he
too.
Had to get up there, and he remembered that he was scared of heights, so that wasn't much fun. But he can't even ring me when I'm at the blood bank and know where I am.
Really?
I'm the same. Remember when you went and had your needle earlier this year from the doctor? I couldn't look at Ellie afterwards. Karen, can I ask, would he come and hold my hand today by any chance?
Probably not, no, because he'd be as scared as you. He might fall.
The two of you could pass out together.
I feel weak having this conversation.
Oh, Karen, you're obviously the brave one in the relationship. I feel you, so am I in this one with Josiah. So thanks
for
so much.
Needles anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much for getting in touch this morning.
No worries, thanks.
No worries at all. Hey, if you want to follow Josiah's journey, make sure you follow us on the socials, HitGV on Insta, HitGoldenValley on Facebook, because we'll probably be uploading some stuff today at the dentist while I'm holding your hand.
Just to point out as well, we had a lot of other calls come through.
Oh,
so there wasn't only two people scared in the Goulburn Valley. I'm not alone, guys. I'm not the only one.
You keep telling yourself that, buddy.
This is The Catch-Up. with Desire and Ellie.
I will perform a feat of lunatic daring.
Desire and Ellie give you Monday's Muppet.
What a Muppet.
This is a brand new segment where every Monday we're going to be awarding the Muppet of the Week. This is somebody or something that has said or done something stupid across the week. Could be anyone. Today's I'm awarding to, and I feel like this guy might pop up a few times, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is, though, he's not just a Muppet on a Monday. You know, he's Muppet every day.
Well, that's your opinion. You know, I don't mind Donald Trump. Yeah. I know it's controversial to say that. I don't care. I think he's quite good and he does things that are okay from time to time. However, he is this week's Muppet because, on the contrary, he does say stupid stuff a lot.
Yeah.
And this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Okay.
Obviously, Florida's about to get absolutely spanked by Hurricane Dorian. It's at the moment hitting the Bahamas. Many people are going to lose their lives, they're homeless, you name it. This is the worst hurricanes to hit America.
Hectic.
That's how bad this thing's going to be.
There's been some bad ones over there too.
But Donald Trump's got some good ideas.
Oh, of course he does.
Tell me this.
He wants to build a wall around Florida so the hurricane can't get in.
It's not far off that. His suggestion, and this is why he's been awarded Muppet of the Week, is to stop the hurricane, they should fly over the eye of the hurricane and drop a nuclear bomb to stop it.
You just wrote a fictional story.
He dead set said that. It's come out in an interview. A journalist said that Donald Trump suggested it several times in his first year of office. It came up again in conversation last week.
Do you know what? It's a really good point. Because, like, there's nothing less destructive than an atomic bomb.
I mean, in his defense, he's thinking outside the square.
Go back in the square, Donald. Stay thinking in the square, please.
Let's break it down, though. Let's see if he truly does deserve Muppet of the Week. You drop a nuclear bomb, right?
Yeah.
Out in the ocean. This is before it hits mainland. Like, he's thought about it a bit.
Yeah.
How would it stop it? I'm just trying to think how it would work. Would the chemicals from the nuclear bomb stop the weather?
I suppose the blast from the inside would ruin the forces of the air. There is no logic behind it.
I mean, if it stops it, it could work, but I feel
it's
like
it's not going to stop it.
But if it just happened to, for example, if for some reason it could,
yeah,
it would still cause more damage than the hurricane probably would.
How's the radiation that would get caught up in the hurricane and then disperse to a wider area?
Say no more. That is why Donald Trump is this week's Muppet. Well deserved, I'd say.
You know what? We could have a segment dedicated to Donald Trump being a Muppet every single day on this show.
Hit Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
We spoke to Jesse and Mel from The Block earlier in the show, and last night they caused a bit of controversy. They got a bad score from the judges because they included a shower box in their bathroom.
Now, explain a shower box. Explain what it looks like.
Basically, it's just somewhere to sit in the shower. And this is a concept that I love and I want to investigate further. But let's hear their thoughts behind it.
Everyone sits down to shave their legs. So you're just sitting on the floor, getting old, you can't sit down, staying, you're flipping over. So put a box in there, make it practical.
Yes.
Ellie, who I did the show here with, revealed that every shower she has, she sits on the floor. And I don't know what she does. She either cries or I'm not really sure why you sit in a shower. But now you guys have come out with this and she's just been talking about it all morning. So well done. There is a market for it, isn't there?
There is, because I do the same. I sit on the floor.
What do you do?
There's something about it. I just like sitting down. I can't be bothered standing up all the time.
Yeah, forget about bums on seats from now on.
Exactly. I've tried to explain this to you so many times. There's nothing more relaxing than sitting down, having the water hit you, and just, you know, reminiscing on your day.
And it's on feet, so you can slide it underneath the shower head if you want to.
That's not a bad idea.
Stop it.
I do like what you said on The Block last night, Jesse, when you said that you use it for beers, so sitting down having a beer in the shower. Now, that's practical.
I love having a shower beer when I'm getting ready to go out for a big night. I'm not sure about if you do as well.
Hits the spot more.
I'm not going to lie. I had a shower red wine on Saturday night. I'm not ashamed.
It's got so many functions. It's so practical.
Exactly. We had that listener call in that time, Josiah, who said that she has her morning coffee in the shower.
Oh, that's
Remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
I do too. Yeah.
That's the thing. It's a thing to do. So, guys,
what
I'm mad at the
judges. Like little Johnny, you got little kids.
Yeah.
You like bend over in the bath. It's bending over in the bath is dangerous. You fall as well.
Yeah.
So you stand him on the bench and you wash him.
Exactly. Your dog, you could put your dog in there and wash them on the shower box.
Well, my mum washes little Maggie in the bath and she would put him on the bench from now on, or her.
Wow, guys, you guys are revolutionaries.
Forget the block. You don't even need to win the block. Just go into business selling shower boxes and you'll be so fine.
Shower block.
So there you go. I feel like Jessie and Mel onto something big time, but I want to investigate further and see 13, 12, 16, does anyone else in the Goulburn Valley have a shower box or just somewhere to sit down in your shower?
I house sat when I first moved here and there was a window seat in the shower.
Great.
I never used it though.
I mean, I sit down every single shower I ever have, but I just like prop myself in the corner of the shower.
Like, I understand. I've seen it before in showers for people with disabilities, but
yeah.
I don't know why in 2019 anyone else will. You should get one.
Do you not just hear all the reasons that we had with Jessie and Mel?
I get it, but it's one thing to talk about and laugh about it. It's another to actually get one installed into your shower.
Nah, I would pay good money for it. I want the shower sitters of the Goulburn Valley to give us a call now. 13, 12, 16, get involved. Do you sit in the shower and do you have a chair for it?
Hit Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
Let's go to Rosie from Cher. Rosie, do you sit down in the shower?
Yes, I do. I've only just started sitting in the shower, actually. But my shower is literally tiny and it's like an old school shower and there's nowhere to sit though and it makes me really sad.
Oh, that, do you know what? It's a prerequisite of mine when I move into a new place that I can sit down in the shower. It needs to be big enough.
Hang on, Rosie, it makes you sad. It's not sad to be normal because the rest of us and most of us stand in the shower because that's a normal thing to do. Would you consider getting a seat installed?
Oh, you know what? It's really small, though. I don't think there's a on that ledge, and I just sit. I literally have to sit on the plug, and the water starts building.
Is a hazard, actually, about shower sitting, because I have that issue too. So every now and again, you accidentally sit on the drain, and then you end up having a bath.
But then all the crap that comes off your body goes. You're bathing in dirt.
Well, what's a bath then?
Exactly.
It's not a bad point. Rosie, I am picturing both of you girls just sitting there in the shower right now.
Oh, stop picturing us in the shower, you sicko.
No, just, you know.
We've plug marks on our butt.
Yeah.
What a beautiful image.
And Rosie's, there's not enough room in Rosie's shower, so she's just like squinched up against the wall.
No.
Is that a tattoo? No, it's just the butt plug.
Well, Rosie, you can come have a shower at mine anytime.
Oh, thank you, Ellie.
Separately. This is getting to a weird place. Thanks for calling us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
I always feel better after we do shower sitting segments because I feel like I'm not as weird.
It is still. You're in the minority. Yeah. I'm just putting it out there.
You're going to do it tomorrow morning and you're going to report back.
Join in with the minority.
6:10 a.m. tomorrow. That's what we're going to be doing on the show, reviewing Josiah's shower sit. It's so hard to say those two words next to each other.
Shower sit.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie. Baby,
why don't you just meet me in the riddle? I'm losing my mind, just the riddle, in the riddle. Oh.
All right, we got a couple of double passes to meet me in the riddle up for grabs this morning. So if you want to see how your brain works, then give us a
Your brain's not working.
What did I just say?
We've got a couple of passes. We'll get there. It's a Monday. Happy second day of spring.
You could take someone along with you and play Meet Me in the Riddle while you're in line for the movies.
That's a great point. You know who has that opportunity this morning? Justine from Shep. Morning, Justine.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, I hope your brain's more switched on than mine this morning, Justine.
All right. Just before the song, Justine, I said, what two things can you never eat for breakfast? Do you have the answer?
Lunch and dinner.
An easy one to kick it off with. You do need the third one right to get those tickets, all right, Justine?
Okay.
13, 12, 16 if you want to play as well, because if Justine misses out or gets the question wrong, the next person has an opportunity. Justine, this is an easy one. Why do bees hum?
Oh.
Think carefully. Why do bees hum?
Hum.
I've got no idea.
Any idea at all,
Buzz.
Ellie?
Why do bees hum?
Ellie can, before another call comes through, Ellie can be your lifeline here.
Okay.
If Ellie gets it right, you can stay on the phone. Otherwise, we'll go to the next call.
Is it something to do with the letter, the musical note B? And it hums when you do it?
Come on, girls, you can do this. Think carefully.
Is it because they're musicians and they've forgotten the lyrics to the song?
That's exactly
Shut
it.
I don't know.
Now, Ellie got it right, which means you've got another chance, Justine.
That's just an attempt at a gag. Oh, Justine, you're welcome, honey.
Kind of a joke and a riddle in one. Why do bees hum? Because they don't know the words.
Yeah, that makes sense. Good gear.
All right, Justine, get this one right. You get that movie tickets. Otherwise, it'll go to the next caller who hasn't called through on 13, 12, 16. All right, if you throw a blue stone into the Red Sea, what will it become? Into the Red Sea, what will it become?
A blue stone into the Red Sea.
You weren't far off when you said that last answer. I could almost give that right. What happens to the blue stone in the Red Sea? Think logically. I'll give you that clue.
So it's not like we're not doing like colour mixtures.
That's what you're meant to think, right, but there's a logical answer. What happens to the blue stone in the Red Sea, girls? Come on.
It sinks.
It would do that, yes. That's also correct. Ellie as a lifeline.
Oh, hold on. The phone lines are lighting up, Justine.
Any idea at all?
No.
We're going to have to move on. Sorry, girl. Who have we got here? Hello.
Hey,
what's your name?
Grace.
Grace, blue stone into the Red Sea. What does it become?
Is it the parted Red Sea?
That is also biblical. That is very biblical, but it's incorrect, unfortunately. Come on, guys. Should we go back to Justine? Have you thought about it? No idea
blue
at all?
Blue stone in the Red Sea. She's still
I've got another call here. Good morning, this is Hit. What happens when you throw the blue stone into the Red Sea?
It turns purple.
No, that's also incorrect. I'm sorry. Thank you for your call, though. Anybody on 13, 12, 16? Go on, Ellie. Here we go. We've got another call. Morning. What's your name?
Warren.
Mate.
Any idea, buddy?
Blue stone into the Red Sea. And what does it become?
Wet.
Oh, we had to work for it this morning.
Goulburn Valley. It's a Monday for everyone.
Yes, we're all feeling it.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Yesterday, the Canberra Raiders, my NRL team, they had one of the best wins of all time. So let me paint the picture for you, Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
We were down 12-0 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
We came back, got it to 12-all.
Yeah.
With 15 minutes to go, we kick a field goal, which puts us one ahead. We're winning 13-12. They then kick a field goal to make it 13-all.
Oof.
Usually, you don't see more than one field goal in a game. Like, it's very rare.
It's a last resort thing, right?
They then kick another field goal to make it 14-13 with 5 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. Sorry, 14-13, yeah.
Sounds like a game of footy.
Then we kick another one back with 1 minute to go to make it 13-all, right?
14-all.
14-all, yeah. Sorry, my brain's not working.
Yep.
No, yeah, that makes sense. Then it goes to golden point. Sorry, I'm still celebrating.
Okay.
Then it goes to golden point. We dominate golden point. We miss so many opportunities, right? This is the biggest game of the year to secure top four. They needed the win because it's their last ever home game for one of their best ever players.
Yeah.
We score another field goal to make it 13-12. I'm getting my numbers
14,
mixed up.
14-13?
15-14, I should say. I should know my team's scores. 15-14. Yes, sorry. 15-14 because we scored three field goals. They scored two.
Yeah.
So there's five field goals in the one.
Such a long description of this game.
Basically, we scored a winning goal in golden point.
Okay, that's all you needed to say.
Well done.
Cool, you won. 5 point.
Our team went crazy. I went crazy. Everyone was celebrating. I'm a part of an NRL fan forum group, Canberra Raiders one, because I've got no life. Anyway, one of the guys puts up a photo, and I can't share it on our socials because it is a private photo, and I don't want to ask him if I want to put it up. But have a look at this guy's face and describe to the Goulburn Valley what you can see.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so he's missing a couple of teeth. He's got blood all around his mouth and a massive scratch up the side of his cheek.
He basically looks like, what's his name from The Hangover?
When
he comes back
Stew?
With no teeth.
No,
Stew,
no,
yeah.
Stew.
It was Stew. So what he said is when we scored the winner, he jumped up so excited to celebrate. He hit the light. They've got like a lamp in their house above him. It knocked him out, shattered over his head, and he on the way down, he hit his head on the glass coffee table, which also shattered, and he was out cold. Stitches and no teeth he now needs.
Yuck.
That is one way to celebrate your team's winning.
Yeah, that's commitment to the cause. What did you do to celebrate the win?
I just hugged Chad, my best mate, who was watching it with me, who didn't care. He didn't care on the lips. It was a bit weird.
Touched his butt too.
That's another way to celebrate a big footy win. But 13, 12, 16, I want to talk about, have you celebrated too hard? Because you often hear or see stories of famous soccer players or NRL players where they've scored a try or they've celebrated too hard and they've knocked themselves out on a post or they've torn a hammy and celebrating too hard. It had happened around the place at all.
Oh, of course it would. It could have happened over the weekend if you play for Kyabram or Shep or Rochester.
When they won.
In the footy, because they all had wins. Maybe you celebrated too hard and now you're out for the next final.
There's actually footage going viral. I just remembered over the weekend of the Brisbane Broncos in the NRL. One of their fans was celebrating too hard. He flipped over the chair in front of him and did a complete somersault and landed on his neck backwards.
Oh, goodness.
It looked like he'd done his back as well. Celebrating too hard. 13, 12, 16, guys.
Yeah, give us a call if you've got a story. We'll take him next.
Hit break. Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Happened to me once, kind of. I was at a birthday party when I was a kid and we were playing netball, as you do at kids' birthday parties, and I shot a goal and then I turned around like, yeah, look at me go, and the ring fell on top of my head.
Oh, how bad did it hurt?
It really hurt.
I had a mate, another guy who jumped up for a header and scored, and when he celebrated, jumped into a mate's elbow, split the head open as well.
Oh.
It was a fun way to celebrate. That was a couple of years ago.
That's not fun. 13, 12, 16, if you've got a story about celebrating too hard. Let's go to Becca from Shep. What's your story, my friend?
I really get quite a bit of white line fever playing soccer, and after scoring what I thought was a goal, didn't turn out to be a goal anyway, ran and jumped over the end of the gate there behind the goal, completely stacked it, fell on my face, and I was out for the rest of the game.
What did you do? Did you knock yourself out or a couple of bruises? How bad was it?
Yeah, bruised ego, bruised tailbone. It was all pretty bad.
And you didn't even get the goal?
And I didn't get the goal. I think that was the worst part of it all.
You got ruled offside or something, did you?
Yeah, it was offside. How did you know?
Oh, that's a stupid rule.
That actually happened to me, maybe a month ago. I scored a goal and they ruled it offside. I was halfway through celebrating. Didn't injure myself, though. Just wanted to highlight that I scored a goal.
Yeah. Very conveniently dropped that in. Oh, thanks for your call, Becca.
That's all right.
Scored any other goals recently? I'm just going to give us a rundown on how many goals you've scored.
Been away, so I haven't played in a while, but I'll be back this Sunday to score another hat trick. Don't ask about it.
Well,
stop asking. I don't want to talk about it.
I bet you don't.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports. This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
All right, let's talk about sport. No AFL over the weekend, so we're like, oh, God, what other sports are there?
Well, as an NRL fan, I had the weekend covered. There was lots of local footy, though, and VFA as well.
Yeah, there was. You're right. Heaps of finals taking place over the weekend. We will get those results to you very quickly. In the meantime, though, let's talk about the tennis. The US Open's on at the moment, and in some relatively breaking news, Ash Barty, she's officially out.
Yes.
Which was a bit of a shock because she lost to a Chinese opponent who's much lower ranked.
Drug cheat.
Wow. You can't say that. Also, if she'd gotten through the next round, it would have been the quarterfinal and she would have been up against Serena Williams. So that would have been a blockbuster, to say the very least.
The GOAT versus the recent GOAT.
Yeah. I still can't believe that Ash Barty's only 23.
Yeah, she's so young. I feel like she's been around for a long time.
I know, same. I always think she's like 30 or something.
Well, it's like that American girl. She's killing it at the moment. She got knocked out as well, and she's 15 years old. You seen her?
Madison Keys? No.
No, not Madison Keys. Another girl.
Okay.
She's 15 anyway. I'm thinking, imagine her when she, in 10 years from now, she's 25.
I
she's
know.
Still in the prime.
Oh. Wish I was still in my prime. Hey, Nick Kyrgios, also out, unfortunately, went down to a Russian Andrei Rublev. And, of course, it was not without drama and controversy from Kyrgios's end. He kept saying he couldn't see. And then the reason that he couldn't see is because Call of Duty has ruined me. I can't see. I don't know what to do. I low-key can't see. It's a direct quote.
So he plays too many computer games and he was trying to blame his loss on that. I also saw on the news last night Nick Kyrgios also saying that he doesn't want to be there. He kept going, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Well, don't, mate.
I know. Go home. Go home.
You wonder why he lost in straight sets.
Hey, speaking of Kyrgios, he's also fired up at Djokovic because Djokovic was a bit, out of character for him. He got really angry in his match against Dennis Kudla. I hope I'm getting these names right. He swore at the crowd, told them to shut up with a couple of expletives.
I know a lot
there.
Of people like Djokovic.
Yeah.
I'm such a Nadal and Federer fan. So when Djokovic wins, I get annoyed. I'm not a fan of his.
Yeah. So Nick Kyrgios has reposted the video of him swearing, being like, oh, I'm scared, bro. Of course he has. He's a stirrer of the highest order, that dude.
He loves it as well, doesn't he? Just focus on your tennis, Nick. We'll be right behind you.
Yeah, exactly. But it should be interesting to see how the rest of the Open unfolds from here.
Go, Nadal.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.